Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hello.
Hello.
Rop and Suk, a little behind.
Just a scooch there.
We get excited.
Hello?
We should probably break.
Well, football excites us. We're not breaking. We just came back.
This is a big deal because it has a chance to fundamentally change or be the first domino in, you know, what is one of the more popular sports in America, and certainly one of the two biggest that we talk about here.
Enough about that, though.
Moving on. Now for something completely different.
Yeah, the Bucks won the title last night.
Yes, they did.
They were winners. They beat the Suns.
So what are they calling?
Four wins in a row.
The Deer Zone. What are they calling that thing?
It's called the Deer District, Jason.
The Deer District.
Yes.
And yeah, whatever. Jurassic Park was still the best name for that. So they were getting 25,000, 20 to 25,000 that were packed in there. Mm-hmm. They expanded it to 60 or 65. And the question, and they said that if, you know, enough people want to come, they filled it up at 65, and then they said it's possible another 40,000 were standing around the Deer District last night when they won.
That's rad.
That's insane.
Well, it's exciting.
Yeah. And they didn't burn the city down, so go Milwaukee.
Well, a couple people got shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know.
I didn't see as many fires. Normally in those sorts of things, you know, we light all the couches on fire. And
oh, they did.
Yeah. I thought they kept it under check for the most part.
I don't know how do you pee when you're in the Deer District?
I don't think you
have
do.
Have you seen an aerial of Deer? Like Deer District just looks like a place where people are just packed in like sardines.
There was
like
a picture I saw floating around social media yesterday of one lone porta potty.
There was one?
Yeah, and people were joking about, man, that porta potty's got to be absolutely disgusting.
I had a buddy of mine that did Times Square once for New Year's Eve, and he said you do the bottle. And he said the bad part was the girls. Like they didn't. Oh. Girls were just miserable and holding it, but he said all the guys were just peeing in bottles because I guess when you're in Times Square like that, you can't move, same sort of thing. And if you do leave, you're not coming back. You don't get your spot. So there's a lot of hold it and a lot of get out the Gatorade bottle.
I bet you most people would be accepting of that if you're in a group like that. Like, yeah, I get it. Just I'm not going to judge you. Just use it.
Yeah, you just go.
Right. Or if a girl just squatted. I get it.
But even in that, some of those aerial shots, I didn't even know if there's room to squat. I mean, that looked like it was just sardines in a can.
And was that on cement?
I don't know. I don't know what was underneath at the Deer District. I'm assuming because it was outside the arena. So I'm assuming it's just, you know, I'm assuming that's just concrete.
It just doesn't seem like fun. But, you know, when your team's winning a championship, maybe it is.
It sure looked like fun last night.
You have to be really drunk, but I'm sure they weren't drinking.
The problem with that is, and I don't know about you, I can drink, I can get after it for a little bit and be okay. But once the seal is broken, it's one in, one out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's like every 15 minutes after you break the seal.
Yeah. Like, I can go for...
Although I have a baby bladder, so, I mean, it's probably worse for me.
I don't have a great one either, but I can get through 6, 7, you know, and be all right. But after 7-ish, I gotta go. And once that happens, there is no stopping it. From that point on, I'm with Mike. It's every 20 minutes. And if it's worse if I'm if I continue to drink.
It's also like a full one every 20 minutes. That's the most amazing thing. You're like, how is there this much?
Yeah. Like I said, and then at that point, it's one in, one out. I think.
You stay in there for like a minute.
If I was at the Deer District, I don't think I could drink. I think I'd have to just be like one yellow jacket or something and then call it good. Just stop. Because there's.
What's a yellow jacket?
Banquet, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Like you're sitting there. And that can't be fun if you have to pee that bad, but there's like 3 minutes left in the game and you're like, well, I don't want to lose my spot. I'm about to celebrate. That's a miserable experience. So I don't think
I agree.
That's the downside to the Deer District.
Well, every once in a while, a man comes along, and in this instance, we're talking about Giannis, and he teaches us so much. He's such a gift. And if, you know, they need to make a movie about him when this is all said and done, because his story is truly,
it's amazing.
Storybook. But let's just zero in on one thing. So last night, actually this morning, sorry, he had not slept.
No.
And he was in a car with his trophies. And I think his wife was driving, maybe. Is he married?
I think he's got a girlfriend. I don't think he's married.
I know he's got a son.
I think he's got a long-time
girlfriend. Or maybe it's a daughter.
He's got a long-time girlfriend. I do not think marriage, because he was talking about the sacrifices that everyone's made. His family, friends, and he mentioned girlfriend.
So they were up. He was hanging out. He was on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
And he posted this. It's only about 45 seconds. And it of course, went viral.
Here we go. Hey, did that even going to be... I'm going to Chick-fil-A, fellas.
And ladies.
And ladies, obviously. About to go order the 50-piece McNuggets. No, I know. Actually, I'm going to order. Do they have barbecue chicken? Do they have barbecue chicken? No? Okay.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, man. Barbecue sauce. Yeah, that's going to be my order. 50-piece Chick-fil-A nuggets with half Sprite, half lemonade. No ice, please.
Actually, I don't want to. This is a free promo right here, but... it is what it is. Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and then he went on to get it. And he put the girl on camera, yeah. And he was like 50, not 50. 51,
nope.
50. And he got his Chick-fil-A. I think he thinks they're chicken nuggets,
yeah,
like,
well,
McNuggets.
The problem is, I think, you know, coming from a different country, I still do this. If I'm eating nuggies, sometimes you just say McNuggets.
McNuggets, yeah.
And it's not. It's
not at all.
You want your nugs. And plus, with the Chick-fil-A, it's a little weird because sometimes like the nuggies aren't an exact count because they're kind of smaller and odd shaped, and
I've never seen them.
Yeah,
had them.
They're not in. I believe they're actually real chicken as opposed to some oddly shaped boot.
Now there was a revelation in there that I would like to talk about.
Okay,
at least for me, where have I been on the half Sprite, half lemonade?
Oh,
where have I been on this?
Have you not realized
that sounds amazing.
The different concoctions that Sprites offer up?
No, Sprite is not in my, sodas are not in my vocabulary.
Sprite's like soda number one.
Yeah. Lemonade I love, and sure. I drink a lot of Arnold Palmer's, and at home I drink a lot of water mixed with lemonade because the store-bought lemonade is just a little too,
yeah, sugary.
It's too much.
Yeah.
So I just cut it with some water. Yeah. The Sprite lemonade, I've never even thought about it because I just don't think about soda.
When you go to any of the places now, they're the self-serve soda fountains. It's amazing because you can pick your base soda and then you can add like one of 1,000 different flavors and mix it together. And the Sprite is the king of the mixers. Like, you know, there's only so much you can mix with Coke or Pepsi, but Sprite, you can mix anything. And
I mean, the classic is just like whiskey and Sprite.
Yeah. Yeah. Sprite is a great, great mixer. Sprite on its own? Eh.
Oh, no. Sprite on its own is the most refreshing soda you can have.
Sprite mixed with something? I like the cranberry or like a cherry Sprite.
Those machines now where you get to play with all the combos?
Yeah, you get to play with all the combinations. A peach Sprite? It's delightful.
All right, well, next time at the course, I'm going to order a Sprite lemonade.
Yeah, someone's saying that the half lemonade, half Sprite is the LeBronald Palmer. LeBron is Sprite guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
LeBronald Palmer.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like the John Daly, too, which is just the Arnold Palmer, but with...
yeah, spiked. Know. I never drink vodka drinks anymore.
Put a little something in there.
Oh, you gotta have the whiskey.
You're over that?
Just brown, baby.
I understand.
All right, well, more on Giannis next. Then in the news, 421 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, yeah, Giannis, he's just, he's a special cat, man. He's great. We'll talk a little bit more about what he did last night in the game coming up. But
dropping a nickel on him.
God, 50 and 14.
Yep, and 17 for 19 from the free throw line, if
I'm not
mistaken.
Made all his free throws.
And needed every one of those. So
a
he's
couple of...
only a handful of guys, like he's... It's like the fourth guy ever. So MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Finals MVP. I mean...
Well, he pulled a LeBron there.
Yes.
But he needs a movie because...
Great story.
I don't know how you find me a more storybook sports story than that guy. He was a kid. He was one of those fake goods pushers, you know.
Yeah,
Greece.
Yeah, he sold watches and knockoff crap because his family didn't have any money.
He comes to the U.S. He's like this little scouted, little known prospect, but the Bucks took a chance on him, and he's just developed in every single way. He stayed humble.
There was a great clip of Fran Fraschilla on the draft night.
Oh, no.
And no.
Tearing him apart?
No. Like because he went like 15th overall, I think Giannis did. And Fran goes, can you put Giannis into a game right now? He says, probably not. But he goes, that kid has as much upside as anyone in the draft. And here we are a handful of years later. And, you know, the guy has proven that to be correct because he wasn't. Super high, you know, he wasn't like a can't miss sort of prospect.
He was off the radar.
He was just raw.
He was raw, but he had tools, and obviously he did.
Developed them.
But then he comes to the U.S. and he tries a smoothie and he posts about it like, oh my God, what'd he say? God bless America.
Yeah, it's like
just tried a smoothie for the first time. Just tried a corn dog for the first time.
The best story is when he was a rookie, he was sending all his money back home. His family comes from nothing. And he was like a Western Union, and he forwarded all his money back to his family, and he was trying to get to the arena, and he realized that he didn't have any money. He had sent it all Western Union style. So he started running to the arena in the winter, and a fan was like pulled alongside of him, and he wasn't, you know, he just was a rookie. He wasn't Giannis yet. And someone was like, is that the rookie? And they pulled over and he got in their car and they gave him a ride to the arena.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
There's so many stories like that.
It's amazing.
He said he used to make his girlfriend and coaches run after he missed free throws.
Yeah.
And the reason they did that is because it hurt him so much more to punish the people that he loved. And he beefs, too. I love his personality. Like, he's very authentic, hence the Chick-fil-A clip.
Mm-hmm.
But he has beef with James Harden. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that he had beef with James Harden.
He can't stand James Harden, and it's great. And he calls him out on it. So I guess...
So that might have been the shot last night when you were talking about the super teams.
Yeah, he was talking about James Harden. He was a captain for the All-Star team, you know, when they were doing the draft thing.
Yeah.
And the only two players left on the board were Harden or Kemba Walker. And they asked him, because, you know, they did that thing live.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, who you taking? And he said, well, I want someone who can pass, so I'll take Kemba Walker. Well, James Harden, of course... says the classic, oh, I don't hear any of that stuff. I don't pay attention to that
stuff. But I hear every little bit.
But of it. Yeah. I would like you to know that I actually average more assists than Kemba Walker does. And he was right.
Yeah.
Harden was like top 10 in assists. Walker was like 30th or something. Yeah. So then Harden said about Giannis, Harden was like, I actually have skill. Insinuating that Giannis is really just an athlete.
An athlete.
Yeah, and he doesn't really have, which is just, talk about mental gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one other, I think Giannis came back at him about one other thing. Well, it was last night. He said, I did it the hard way.
Yeah, did the
hard
way.
I'm not going to join a super team.
Yeah, he said anyone can go just be part of any team and do my part and win a championship on a super team. He's like, we did it the hard way. And he's like, we effing did it. It's fantastic. That was... a shot across the bow of every one of those guys. And I'd like to believe, if you want to do a little Pollyanna thing, that Lillard was watching that last night.
That's all I could think of watching Giannis celebrate
and
was...
maybe that hit a little differently.
Was, what is Dame thinking right now?
Now, that being said...
like, what do you think he was... What do you mean?
Well,
like,
I think it was
like
one of...
I can do this now?
One of two things. It was either... it kind of reinvigorated him to want to do it here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it went, oh my God, he came in a year after me and he did it before me. I missed my chance here. Get me out of here. It's one or the other in my mind.
I was kind of along the lines of maybe that was like, it would recommit him to, look, I'm going to do it this way.
Right.
But for all those people, and I was listening to some of the national talking heads today, and, you know, Milwaukee and a dynasty, and they're set. If James Harden doesn't get hurt, if James Harden and Kyrie Irving don't get hurt, the Bucks probably get swept.
Mm. Kevin Durant's toe is
if Kevin Durant's toe is half an inch shorter, then we're not talking about this. Budenholzer is fired, and Giannis is a flame out that flamed out to a Brooklyn team with one star and James Harden playing on one leg. So let's as great as that was, and it was awesome. I was all on board Milwaukee, and it was so badass to see Giannis, and it was so good for the league. So good for the city of Milwaukee, and I think it gave hope to a lot of small market teams. And maybe, like I said, that hit Lillard a little bit harder than most, and maybe that kind of re-engages him. But this idea that this is going to change the landscape of super teams or change the balance of power, no. Because if Brooklyn's healthy next year, Brooklyn wipes the floor with Milwaukee. They damn near beat them this year with one of their big three. So
it was a weird year.
It was a weird year. It was a great moment.
The Suns too. That was their chance.
Yes.
That's not going to be a team that you're going to see in the finals a lot.
Well, you don't know.
That was their chance.
You don't know what's going to happen with Chris Paul, but yes, it was. And this was the first really healthy team they played all playoffs, even though Milwaukee didn't have their starting two guard and DiVincenzo, who was out, and they couldn't get it done. They lost four in a row. So now Chris Paul is another year older. I think Phoenix has a very, very bright future, but I'm just not certain that you see either one of these teams back in the finals in any time.
Or Giannis soon is just kind of pulling a LeBron now, and he's that good, and he can't even shoot, really.
It's possible.
But he did everything. I mean, he did everything last night.
He was amazing.
Night. He was unbelievable.
Yep.
And maybe, just maybe, he is just going to be that good. Because he can go away this offseason and work on his jumper.
If he comes back...
And the Bucks have three All-Stars on their team.
If he comes back... Yeah, but there's the difference between three All-Stars and James Harden, Kevin Durant, and
okay,
Kyrie.
Wait.
Well, of course. I'm just saying, it's not as if the Bucks were lucky to be here. Like, they're very, very good. Now, yes, the Nets got hurt, and that is something. But the Bucks are a really good team.
Yeah, they were getting killed before Brooklyn got hurt in the two games.
But wait a minute. Are they good, or are they Giannis? This is my point, is that LeBron, Giannis is, he pulled a LeBron in that series.
Yes.
There is no question. Dude, he did everything. Not that Middleton and Holiday weren't good.
Yeah, Middleton had another huge
LeBron,
shot last night.
LeBron had, you know, when he had Kyrie Irving. Okay, here's a question. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, better, worse than Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday?
Ooh. I'll still take Kyrie just because the, you know, Kevin Love is probably the worst of those. But
I agree.
Kyrie.
But at the time, Kevin Love was pretty good.
Yeah, at the time. Cleveland had a better three.
Although they relegated him to be a three-point shooter in the corner, but yeah.
Cleveland had a better
three. So there you go.
Because the two are just, I mean, you have two legit stars, and in Milwaukee, you've got one giant star and two very solid all-star players.
My point is, if that same supporting cast were with LeBron,
yeah,
we'd be like, oh my God, LeBron just does everything.
Yeah.
Maybe Giannis just pulled a LeBron here.
Possible.
Is it that great? I mean, Chris Middleton is really good. Hit some big shots.
Chris Middleton had his own game. What was it, like game three or whatever it was?
And they won games 5 and 6 of the Atlanta series without Giannis.
Yeah.
Now, it was Atlanta.
Yeah.
But they did. And so I'm not saying this is definitive. I just, you know, I had the thought last night watching him going, dude, maybe this guy, it doesn't matter who you put around him. It doesn't mean he's going to win a title every year. LeBron doesn't even win a title every year. But Giannis seems like the type of player, and he showed this in this series, that he can carry a team a long way no matter who's around him.
Yes, that I will agree with you. If he is, we watched a star grow into a superstar before our very eyes. And that's weird saying because he's a two-time MVP, but...
Well, he
took it to another level. And this is like, I love Lillard, and I think Lillard is a phenomenal talent. I think he's a top 10 player in the league. I think you make an argument he's a top 6'7", 8" player. The difference is that Lillard can't affect the game in the ways that Giannis does.
It's not even close.
No, it's not even close.
Giannis is special.
He is special.
And when you think of it, think of the last three. We'll put a pin in it after this. We'll pick this back up next hour. But think of the last three real superstars in this league. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not the last three, but three of the last five superstars, whatever.
That I think of, Steph Curry, I think of LeBron, and I think of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, exactly. So Kevin Durant, even some to some extent too, but look at Curry, LeBron, and Giannis and how different they are and just what, just how like unique each one was when they popped, right? Yeah. Like LeBron shows up and we're like, we've never seen anything like this guy. Yeah. Steph Curry shows up, we've never seen anything like this guy. Yeah. And now just 5 years later, here's another guy we've never seen anything like. It's really fascinating and it makes you wonder, what's the next iteration of the next NBA superstar?
The the next one is if he
Yao Ming
develops, and I mean he as in our Greek friend, if he develops a consistent jump shot, I don't know how you can say that there's a better, like it's you're in a lab, you're creating something, because that's the only.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's already done that without a jump shot
and can get better. Whereas you look at LeBron, KD, you know, they're and Steph is physically limited because he's not like those other guys.
What about that like 7'2" white kid that just got in high school who can do literally everything?
Will he be a sensation? He is white.
I mean, wouldn't that be like the next level? You're like, a skinny white guy can do all of this?
Right.
What?
I think you may be reaching the pinnacle when you're talking about Durant and LeBron.
But that's what we said with LeBron.
And Giannis. When you're talking about guys that are this big, this physical, and can shoot, I don't know what else. What else do you want other than to make one of those guys built like Shaq, right?
There's your answer.
I guess that's it. But LeBron kind of is.
A taller LeBron.
LeBron, when he's gone through different body types, but LeBron at one point, they said he weighed like 285. Remember those, like a couple of those Miami teams when he was playing down in the post? He looked like Karl Malone. So
what about Zion?
He's short and kind of fat, but yeah.
He's awesome though.
He's awesome. But again, he doesn't have the all around game.
All right. A 7'7" Zion. That's next.
Well, you need a Shaq who is a ball handler and shooter.
That, yeah. Young, because you can't be Orlando Shaq, but
with handle.
But with handles and a shot. And a shot.
God. Isn't that kind of Anthony Davis, only not?
Yeah, I say he's skinny. You got to find.
You need the bruiser.
You need the bruiser.
You need the combination of Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson together.
Pretty awesome, though.
You need Dwight Howard with Kevin Durant's skill set.
Ooh, Howard.
There you go.
Okay. In the news is next here. Be Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. The Hot 5 and 5 is coming up.
I like that someone dropped it. Hey, the future of the NBA is not a 7'2 white guy named Chet. I couldn't agree more. Sorry.
Yeah, it probably isn't.
No.
That was Deal. He's probably right. Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
I was just thinking, like, what's unique and different that we haven't seen and would never believe would be real?
He is.
Chet.
If you haven't seen that guy, what's his last name?
I believe it's Holmgren or something.
Something like that.
Dude, check him out.
He's going to Gonzaga, but he just looks like you. Like, there's no way.
He looks like a goober.
That guy's the number one player in the country, but that people swear by him.
Hey, is Nico Mannion any good?
I don't know.
Because remember when they were telling us that about him? When he came here for the Team USA.
Yeah, the Team USA stuff. But he's not like a...
They were talking about him like...
Yeah, wasn't he on Arizona?
Yeah, he's the point guard, the kid with the red hair. But I don't... I mean, he's not like a physical freak.
No, but we were told how great he was.
Yeah. But we heard that too. Who else was there? Was the... Cole Anthony and Bol Bol, right? And what happened to all three of those? Bol Bol sucks.
Cole Anthony's all right. He's just a rookie year, right?
He's okay.
Where's Bol Bol? Denver?
He's in Denver.
Yeah.
And like, he's a running joke. Like, anytime he goes in, like, people are like, they're like, Bol Bol. By the way, Nico, 4 points, 1.5 boards, 2 assists.
Yeah.
You know, and he plays in Golden State.
Yeah. All right. It is July 21st, 2021. It is time for In the News, Army Noted Newsman. Today is National Take a Monkey to Lunch Day. Now, this does not mean...
I don't think that's a good idea.
What you think it means.
I'd like to take a monkey to lunch.
I know you would. That's why I put it in here.
And I would love that, but something tells me that would end up... That would be a bad beat.
Take a Monkey to Lunch Day commemorates the Scopes Monkey Trial.
Oh.
Where John Thomas Scopes, a science teacher from Dayton, Tennessee, was convicted of teaching evolution in a public school, which violated Tennessee law.
Isn't that amazing? Because that was in... When was that?
That would have been the year was...
I want to say that was in like the 30s or 40s.
They passed the law in 25.
Okay, so we're in that time frame. It just kind of blows my mind that it wasn't that long ago that you...
Yeah, it was in the 20s.
That you got arrested. Less than 100 years ago, you got arrested for teaching evolution.
He was fined $100.
That's what it was.
They said that's equivalent to $1,500 fine in today's monies. But he was found guilty, although the verdict was overturned on a technicality.
Oh, okay. Was it because like a monkey was like in a little top hat with tails
right.
or something? And people were like, it's adorable.
It is also National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, I'm not eating a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't like hot dogs either, but there are three acceptable places to eat a hot dog, in my opinion. One is
ball
the
game, right?
Ballpark, yes. That's the number one. Number two is at the turn, and number three is a summer barbecue.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
there's no reason.
Yeah. There's really no...
I've never ordered a... I'm trying to think. I've never ordered a hot dog, probably outside of those circumstances. Because if you're ordering a hot dog, there's other things on the menu.
I almost never order a hot dog at a ball game either. Because there's better options. The hot dog's expensive for what it is.
If I go to a ball game, there's a good chance I'm getting a dog and a beer. Or, you know what gets me is the sausage vendors outside of the ball games.
But that's different than a hot dog.
Yeah, that's a... Is it? I mean, it's...
Yeah, if you're getting like a kielbasa or like an andouille sausage, that is way better than a hot dog.
It is different, but I'm with you. I put them all in the same category.
They've
got more girth, so you get more protein.
They're juicier.
It is about the girth. That'll get me. If I'm leaving a game
or
a concert...
Get some peppers and onions on there.
And you get a bro out there grilling those things on the flat top, you're going to get me. You're going to get me.
If I go to a ball game, I'll almost always choose like the chicken tenders or nachos over the hot dog.
Traditionalist.
The push to replace the Interstate 5 bridge is far enough along that officials have released a timeline for the design and construction of the new bridge.
They spent a couple $100 million the last time planning that thing and then scrapped it. So,
yeah,
consider me skeptical.
Understood. It is no small project to replace a bridge that is part of a major interstate freeway connecting Oregon and Washington across the Columbia River, but the effort is on. With the Interstate Bridge Replacement Program, the organization representing both states has been working up a new bridge building plan for more than a year. It recently released a timeline that would have a bridge design in place by next May and construction starting in mid-2025.
Again, I'll...
So, 4 years.
Believe it when I see it. It got killed last time by light rail, right? Portland was...
I thought Oregon and Washington were fighting.
Yeah, because Oregon was...
Wanted light rail to go up.
Yes.
And Washington to pay for it.
They were demanding light rail or in Washington. I don't remember the exact details of what Washington's problem was. But yeah, they... All that buckled under the idea of public transportation across that thing. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars planning it.
Do you know how much this will cost, do you think? There's an estimate.
Two and a half, maybe?
$3.5 to $4.5 billion.
I'm going to go ahead and say that it's probably on the four side.
Oh, they'll end up paying $7 billion.
Has there ever been one of those projects that comes in like, hey, I know we said $3.5 to $4 billion, but...
Only cost us $1 billion.
Yeah, we got it at $2.25 billion. Nope.
All right, up next. Move over, COVID. Here comes monkeypox.
Going back to the Scopes monkey. I've seen Planet of the Apes. I know how this ends.
It's 4:51 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, only time for one more story here on In the News from your noted newsman. And I do have my news contributor, Jason Skanik, back today.
Yes, and I just got done watching highlights of that Chet Holmgren. I still can't process what I see.
Greatness?
It looks impressive, but I can't get over the way he looks.
He's 19, he's 7 feet, and he weighs 190 pounds.
And he's projected to be the number one overall pick next year.
He's a five-star kid. He's already committed to Gonzaga.
His talent is incredible. Debatable.
My brain literally can't process it.
We need to get him some tats.
Something.
Don't you think?
Turn him into Chris Birdman
then
Anderson.
He's just going to look like Robert Swift. I'm going to go on record and say no.
He needs a little toughness.
He will not be the next thing.
He's the next Bol Bol.
He's more athletic than Bol Bol. When you watch the highlights, he's way more skilled than you would you give him credit for.
The CDC is monitoring more than 200 people in 27 states for possible exposure to monkeypox after contact with an infected Texan.
I don't know what monkeypox are.
Well, they're not good.
Do they kill you?
Doesn't seem so.
Do they turn you into a monkey?
Do you give me cool like monkey hands? Because I'm not going to lie. That'd be
Do you just crave bananas?
That'd be pretty sweet.
It's a rare disease. It can cause widespread rashes, fever, headaches, and muscle aches in people who contract it.
That's not good.
It has similar features to the more dangerous human smallpox.
Oh. Yeah, you don't want that.
This guy, I guess, went over to, I think he was in Nigeria. Before returning to the U.S., he stopped in Atlanta, and he was diagnosed with the disease once he got back to Texas and Dallas. And so those being monitored include people who sat within 6 feet of him from Nigeria to Atlanta.
Boy, I'm looking at some photos of monkeypox.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you don't want them.
No.
That does not give you cool monkey hands. It gives you awful-looking lesions.
But they think it's okay because everybody on the flight was masked up, so they think...
No, we'll be okay.
You know, maybe it's all right. But, you know, monkeypox. All right. COVID. Yeah. Forget it. Remember COVID? Yesterday's news.
Yeah, it's over. Now we moved on to monkeypox.
Yeah, I'm watching Chet Holmgren highlights
right
here.
It's impressive.
He can shoot.
He can shoot. He's got handles. But it looks like everyone he's playing against, it's like he's playing against you or me in high school.
Well, he's from Minnesota, right? So.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, it's going to be a lot of white people. Playing basketball.
Well, it's actually not.
No.
Well, he's well, on sure the
he's
World
probably
Cup.
On an
he's
AAU
play
team.
Like the AAU stuff.
Well, and he's also on the under 19 World Cup team, USA team, and there are a bunch of black guys on that team. But the NBA is going to break him.
Well, we'll see how he does.
They're going to beat him up.
We'll see what happens at Gonzaga. But
I mean, he's going to need to just stand out there and shoot threes because he tries to go into the paint in the NBA.
He is
going to get slaughtered.
Well, I'm assuming at Gonzaga they'll bulk him up a little bit.
He needs to work on his mean mug.
He looks just like such a doof.
But he can shoot, man.
Well, the kid can hoop. He's got some good like spin moves and handles, and he makes it look.
His footwork is very good.
It makes it look really impressive.
All right, that's in the news, July 21. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. Big contract extension out of Oregon today. We'll get to when we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.